cool. Like my daughter went ahead, had her this weekend. First things first policy. That's kind of what I created. And I, and me and mom talked with her about it. First things first policy, meaning having her do the her responsibilities first before she goes into anything else. But it was cool because she hung out this weekend and doing the classical jazz things, as loving and as amazing, as lazy as she can be, all of that in one. She went ahead and wanted to ask me a question. She's like, she's recording me. I'm like, oh, okay. She's interviewing me. She's like, Dad, what do you think about The Little Mermaid? And as you all know, The Little Mermaid, that's my daughter's favorite movie, one of her favorite movies. And I would say that she is really looking forward to it, but she's heard a lot of the rumblings that are happening, conversations about her being of color. And I said, you know what? Here's the deal, Jazlyn. I don't have a problem with it. And she asked me about it. She said, what do you think about The Little Mermaid? And I said, you know what I think about it is that I like stories being told in their original concept. And I'm always going to want that to be the constant thing. So it's not that Little Mermaid is black. I'm not against, it's not a problem with that. My problem is that the initial movie, the initial concept of Little Mermaid, as far as I understand it, as it's reached the mainstream audiences and it's become a favorite for many people, including my daughter, is that it was a white mermaid with red hair. That's a simple thing to follow, right? But for whatever reason, Disney has been on a super woke agenda and has made the mermaid black. And it's a weird thing, because if we're telling the story of Ariel, the Little Mermaid, why is it that now all of a sudden she's black? And there is this level of overcorrection that's happening. This, and when I was just looking at the stats now, because I wanted to find out, is it something that they're catering to their audience, right? And they're just catering to an agenda. Because when I looked at the traffic at Disney, I just looked it up recently because I just wanted to make sure. Measuring the travel behavior at Disney World, would you believe that close to 80% of the people that visit are white? Shocker, right? So if we're having a consumer clientele that goes to Disney and is consuming these products and Little Mermaid shows and all these things, and they're 7 out of 10 are white, and we're pushing this agenda of black kids, of Spanish kids, of all these different non-white consumers, I get it. I get the intention, and it's all well and done. But you create a new storyline for that. That's why Encanto was so awesome with me. That was a new story about a Colombian family that was, you know, pushing girl power, minority, whatever you want to push it, is anti-white establishment. And there's going to be some people listening to this like, man, you're fucking Samuel Jackson into Django hugging the slave owner. You're fucking, you know, all skin, all what is that saying, all skin folks ain't kin folks, something like that they say. I'm like, look, I'm calling it out as it is. And what I see in this, pushing a heavy gay agenda and pushing a non-white agenda, you're not catering to your clientele. You're pushing an agenda that I appreciate, but we don't need that. We're not in 1950 anymore. We're not in these times where the voice of the unheard couldn't be seen or heard. There's plenty of that going on. Social media will expose you to whatever is going on wrong in the world today. Okay? So we don't need that anymore. So I think it's like that formula we need to follow of, let's do what has always been done. That's why Marvel has been fucking up big time, because they got an entire woke movement. And then I show up to the Doctor Strange movie and I see a female Captain America. I see black. I see color. I see females. I see gay. And I'm all for that, like not oppressing anybody. I'm all for not oppressing anybody for their sexual preferences, because I think that's totally, you know, I'm going to a whole rant about that. But if you want to be gay, if you want to be straight, if you're black, if you're white, whatever, I get it, man. I get the agenda, but let's not fuck it up with the original content that has allowed you to be big. Like, for example, I don't understand why Marvel, why would you change a character that's a male or a white male in the comic books and change it to be black? I don't get that. I don't get why you would change a character that in the comic books everyone loves is a male and you turn them into a female. I don't get that. I don't understand that. And that's where I feel Marvel has gone away from. Disney has gone, like, they're force feeding this. Like, I understand you being aware, and I thank you, because I know when I go to Costa Rica, I know when I go to Puerto Rico, everyone's fucking white on TV. And but when you walk around the streets, they all look brown. They all, it's a different myriad of colors. There isn't a proper representation in TV or media. And I think in the United States, for all the complaints that everyone has, they fucking do an outstanding job. An outstanding job. And I've traveled to many parts of the world. So the United States, for all the shit that we complain about here, when it comes to acknowledging representation of different walks of life, we are the top getters. Trust me. We're the top tier of that. So that's why it always bothers me when I hear a person complaining about it, right? And then my daughter goes ahead, and then the second question that comes up, man, it's, hold on for a second. All right, and then the second question of that was, she was asking me about what did I think of the names, and I was like, well, did they change the names as well of the sisters? Because, you know, in the Little Mermaid story, and I know all this shit because I grew up with my daughter watching every Disney movie and consuming all that stuff. They changed the names, and it had some Spanish names. Like, if you look up the names, it completely changed them to be more culture friendly, right? Like, where, you know, it's not all Becky's and Ashley's and Amanda's and Jessica's and all that, right? Like, it's just very ethnic related names. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. At the end of the day, this is the problem that we're having, and that's why it's pushed me. The more and more this shit goes on, the more it pushes me to conservative American values. And it's crazy to say that, because the first thing people would say is, well, they're racist, and I understand that. But I lived on Earth long enough. I lived on this Earth now for 46 years, and I would say that while I've had experiences that were derived from bigotry and racism and discrimination and all the negative connotations of judgmental behaviors that people can exude to one another, I would say that most of my experiences in life have been positive with people from different walks of life. People have been more loving to me from other walks of life that don't look like me versus people that look like me, right? I mean, so it's, my experience has been relatively positive in the world of living in a divided society, as many would say, in the South. I lived in a country small town where it was very racist, but I ran into some of the best mentors and people that helped me become the person I am today. So yeah, I would say that it's worked out for me just fine, and that there hasn't been any oppression, because I've learned to see how society works. And I understand there's pros and cons to everything. There's pros and cons to being a woman. There's pros and cons to being a black person. There's pros and cons. I'm not saying that one isn't better than the other. But I'm saying is that you got to take the disadvantages or the advantages that you have and turn them to your advantage. And take advantage of them. That's what I tell my daughter all the time. Like, being a female and being minority, I tell her all the time, like, you don't even understand the opportunities that you would have if you were to get serious with school. If you were to, because I told her, look at it now. Like, they're pushing everybody that looks different, they're pushing you in the forefront. So if you have the talent, if you have the personality, and then you have the discipline and the work ethic to have responsibility, that they're going to put you up front as much as they can until you get tired of it. Because that's what the mainstream entertainment outlets are doing right now in America. So, but if you don't want to take advantage of that opportunity, that's on you. I can't, you could sit there and cry about it, like when she's older and she never wanted to push herself, right? And she never want, and the reason I don't push her, it's mostly because I don't want to create negative resentment. I think, you know, people, I see it more times than not that when you push a kid to do something and you force it on them and you make them do it against their will, they will build resentment towards you and run away from it as soon as possible. Just like with basketball, like I saw many guys that were being indoctrinated against their will by their parents, by their fathers especially. I saw that multitude of times. And the moment they were done in high school, or the moment they were done in college, they were done. They were done, done. They all of a sudden became triathlon. They all of a sudden became something else that was not with basketball, because they were so fed up with that experience. And even girls, like I remember one time going to a show that my daughter was doing, and I ran into one of the casting members for the next show that was coming on, that they were coming on, and she was going to be one of the majors in there. And I was talking to her, she was like a teenager, and she was telling me that, you know, her father was forcing her to do it, like she wishes sometimes that she had a break, that it was that her father's the one forcing her. And when I have conversations like that with kids, it just makes me self-reflect and say, okay, let me back off. Reminder of the values of responsibility, of commitment, of doing things you don't want to do, but you have to do. And have her build that herself, because if I'm forcing it on her, what's happened in my life as a parent is that anything I try to force on my daughter, she goes the opposite way. So a lot of the things that I talk about to her, I can't tell her directly. It has to come from my therapist. It has to come from another mom that she looks up to. It can't come from me, because it doesn't resonate with her, right? So I tread very lightly on that one. I really do. And I felt that in this time, and when I was having that conversation with her, it was letting her know, hey, this is your time. I'm old. So I grew up in a time where there wasn't an emphasis on having black people all on board, or do we have enough female representation in this movie. It was, you did a story that entertained people and you go from there. The Godfather. Godfather, I mean, if you look at part two, when they probably deleted now, but the guy was, hey, they recruit spics, they recruit niggers. That was in the part two when he's in the, and I mean, it is what it is. Like, that's part of us as humans, and there's nothing wrong. It doesn't mean that you're suppressing that. That's who we are as people. And I just feel that trying to omit voices, positive or negative, are not good for the long term. Like, I don't want that for my daughter, but she's grown up in a different time than I am. So I know I'm old. And I told that. I know I'm officially old, because I'm griping now about changes that are happening that don't make any sense. But for her, this is all new to her. And it'll be part of her world. And she'll see it as her norm, which is fine. And people like me will die, and we're not going to be complaining about it. And I get that. I get that completely, and I understand it. But I try to come from a very logical perspective. That like Tucker Carlson, I may have that clip here in the end. It's about being as logical and understanding, removing racism, removing how you feel. Just think of you as a person, seeing another person. And just look at yourself as okay, what's in the best interest of everybody? The best interest of stories like The Little Mermaid is to keep them going as they were. If you want to create a new mermaid story and call her, you know, Chiquita the Big Mermaid, or Chiquita the Amazing Mermaid, and you want to create a whole black mermaid story, absolutely go for it. Or if you want to create, you know, transsexuals and pansexuals and all this different spectrum of pronouns, and you want to create a whole universe about that, do it. No problem with me. That I'm open-minded, but you see, but then I have a problem when you're trying to take away these old, just like the statues of old Southern generals. Like, history, we need to know it all, whether it was good or bad. We need to know what fucking happened. Germany lost. We still need to know how the Third Reich happened. When the South lost, there's generals. I want to know it all. There's not shy away from it all. And it's unfortunate because in this day and age, people are trying to, they'll call it whitewashing, but now they're blackwashing and they're gaywashing our entertainment. This ain't in my body.